These probably get more wear.
So, and yeah, it's amazing.
We're blessed.
We are. Always, many times. John?
Especially this is your first time. And I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word. Today's opening message, spiritual community. I am a creator of miracles, moment by moment, choice by choice. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul shares a powerful vision of what a spiritual community can accomplish through the teachings and example of the Christ. It is a vision of unity, Jew and Gentile alike, finding fellowship in a spiritual understanding that transcends laws and rituals that once separated them. Paul emphasized that this will happen to and through us. Jesus demonstrated the possibility and taught the essential principles. That vision of love and unity is still waiting to express fully. We must relinquish our resistance, turn our focus from mortal concerns to eternal truth, and allow spirit within us to do the work of creating the kingdom through us. And from Ephesians 3:20-21, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory. And let's remain seated while
great position.
Yeah, these guys are here. Michael and Karen lead us in surely the presence.
Glory on each face.
Let's all say our opening statement together. It's located inside your program. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. So, which one's first?
This one is a chant, and it's called One by One. All the words I'll tell you right now. One by one, each of us comes to remember we're healing the world one heart at a time. That's the whole thing.
And you can stand or sit, but it is the song of joy.
This is the welcoming song.
Yeah, so afterwards we're going to welcome each other, so you might as well already get up.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that great party. At the movie. Yeah, come on here.
Every week.
Yeah, we're reading Brandon's book on Human by Design.
Human by Design, meeting Tuesday mornings at
10
o'clock downstairs.
Joanna?
Yes.
And next Sunday is our membership meeting.
I think membership meeting.
So
after
be
service.
Prepared to make choices on how we do our community outreach funds. If you want to keep it the same, change the percentages, change the order. It's up to all of us as to how that works out. And any other business you can think of for the benefit of the church for 2018, we can talk about it then.
And also elections.
Right, yes. Elections.
So we do have two positions open, but we have so far two volunteers to take those positions.
Good.
So you're one of them.
Good. Good.
Tom's the other one. Any other suggestions for the good of the community? Okay. Let's do our song of joy. Is that the paper we handed out?
Yeah.
All right. This is the day.
Here is the place.
morning meditation. Except that was, then we didn't have to sing MCGM. I knew who the reader was when I came in and I forgot her name. Jerry.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Back up. Back up.
We're off course.
All right. So we'll have to sing that song at the end here. Please join me in the Unity Statement, which is in your program. We can say together, we believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And in the reading this morning, we'll be sharing. Downstairs, there was a big box of books that somebody donated, and I went through there and I picked up two or three of them. And this is one of them, Expressions of Oneness by Jean Shorter. And apparently the source comes from the Akashic Records. And one of the sections is about spiritual community. So I had decided earlier in the week that I would read about that, and then when we were here practicing music yesterday, I thought, oh, I'll put the words up there for the daily word, and guess what it was, spiritual community. So here we go. There is much in the world that is artificial when it comes to a sense of community, much that is limited by conventional thinking, much that stands in the way of discovering true community. It is not a geographic phenomenon. It is rather a spiritual phenomenon. And as such, it is only genuine to the degree that one has an inner awareness of spirit. To cultivate community, therefore, one must cultivate the inner being. And when one does that sincerely, wholeheartedly, there will spring forth a garden of like-minded souls with whom one can genuinely commune. And in this communion, this place of spiritual connection and unity, one begins to see one's outer world transform. Indeed, one begins to see a world in which all manner of things are possible, because the consciousness of the outer world reflects as itself being transformed. This occurs to the extent on an individual level as well, when one is on a spiritual path. But when people come together with an awareness of the spirit within them and within each other, they empower one another exponentially. That is to say, they begin to bring about a world that reflects harmony and unity and grace. A world in which there is no separation, no conflict, no more exploitation of anyone or anything for personal gain. For one is living in the awareness that one would seek from another one already has within themselves. Such a world may not be manifest overnight, but when people begin to come together in this way, miracles will happen. Miracles that are no more than a reflection of spiritual truth. And that truth is that we are all one. When one is aware of this truth, separation or any sense of otherness on the basis of age or gender or race or religion will be seen for what it is, illusion. There will be no need to define your communities based on particular groups your ego, your small self, is willing to accept or not accept. Instead, you will organize your communities around a sense of shared purpose, and communities will likewise be linked to other communities for a shared purpose, and so on, and so on. And in each will be all the parts of the whole. In each will be a purpose of balancing and sustaining life in a way that extends all of life's gifts and opportunities to everyone. And each will be a purpose of contributing to the individual in equal measure to what the individual contributes. And all contributions will be recognized, not just those that appeal to the ego sense of inadequacy or the material desires. In this way will the world become what it has always been destined to be, a world of spirit made flesh, a world of God's design, not human design, a world and which the Spirit of God within all of you is made manifest. That this should come at a time when you have also created the means to render the planet uninhabitable by your own kind is no accident. For this is the problem, the crisis that throws you all into a search for something beyond yourselves. And it is this search and your participation in it, the awareness of your own soul purpose, that will guide you into real community, that will reveal your place in things, one that is perfect for each and every one of you, perfect in ways you could never know but for the grace of God, the Great Spirit, the universe, the Tao, the all in all. The world is creating itself anew, and your soul has a vision of what it would give to this new world. Discover that, and you will find yourself joining with others, each with their own gifts to give, and a way, in a way that transcends borders, transcends nations, and transcends human life as you know it. For such is the dream that is carried within you, and such is the opportunity at this time. It is your choosing again, a circle within the journey in which you may yet create for eternity a garden in which all may bloom. Flower children, rain. What's the name of the book he wants to know?
Expressions of Oneness.
Expressions of Oneness.
They did carry it on Amazon.
Okay, get it on Amazon. All right, meditation song, what is it today?
This is a song that is kind of revolved around a chant in Sanskrit, and it's a very simple chant. So if you feel like singing along, you're welcome to. When it comes to that place in the song, it's Om, which is O-N-G, Om, Nam-mo. Go ahead and say Om Nam-mo. Guru Dev. Guru Dev Namo. Namo means to bow. And so that chant means to bow. I bow to the guru within, the light within each and every one of us.
So say the whole thing
once we're. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo.
Okay. Great, can you sing like this? Thank you.
is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. About that little song, you know, about the partridges and the pear tree and all that kind of stuff. Metaphysically speaking, the 12th day of Christmas has to do with coming into the full Christ consciousness, which with each power of each of those 12 days. You know about the 12 powers because we've had those classes here at Unity and we've had sermons on it and the whole thing. Okay, so I'm not going, the focus of me today is not really that, but it is about the epiphany itself. So the theme today is have your epiphany today. An epiphany, an insight, a revelation. Your own book of revelations, your own page of revelations, your own deeper understanding of who you are, why you're here, what that has to do with these people in this community of which you are part, what it has to do with the collective movement and evolution of humanity and its consciousness. Because when we say we have an epiphany, it's personal, but it's not just personal. It is collective in the sense of its application to humanity. How we are with one another, how we are one, how we are in unity. So today, I'm going to go back and forth between the Old Testament and the New Testament to really look at the epiphany that we can have from understanding why Yeshua ben Joseph, also known as Jesus the Christ, took the path of a difficult life. So that in our epiphany that we have today or this week or that you had last week or that you're still unfolding and learning from, you can see more closely what is being taught to us in that story, in those stories, and in that Christ consciousness about our own maybe one challenge you may be wrestling with in your life. Maybe one. Half of one? Whatever, that there is something here that we're wrestling with. So I'm going to start with, but the angel said to them, this comes from Luke second chapter, 12th verse. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, laying in a manger." Now, I always wondered what a manger was. It's a feeding trough. I was like, what is a manger? I thought a manger is a crib, you know, laid him in a manger. He had a little crib in the barn. Well, it's a hewn out rock. And I saw a picture from a minister showed it, Reverend Ellis Washington in St. Paul AME, and he said a few things about this that I will share today. But anyway, it was a hewn out rock that is a feeding trough for animals. Well, how perfect metaphysically that he should be born and laid in a manger to feed and come to feed humanity. First Sunday is a Sunday of communion. It is a Sunday where we, what? In some places, see ourselves unifying with the Christ consciousness. In some places, we have the ritual of communion, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ. Where by doing those two things, part of the practice is to remember and to know that you're unifying with the Christ consciousness. Now, the daily word reminds us today that we can work miracles. And that we can work miracles by being full of this consciousness. Well, in this consciousness, let's take a look at Israel. What is the meaning of Israel? Israel in Hebrew means God's contender, one who contends for God. Metaphysically, we're talking about the consciousness of God. That you would carry, if you're going to contend for God, you have to carry God's consciousness. You know, because in a wrestling match, you've got usually two opponents. And they call them contenders. Well, Jacob, the father of the 12 sons, in the Old Testament, was renamed Israel. After he wrestled all night with an angel in the form of a man and prevailed. And he was given this name and a blessing to say that this is who you are. You have wrestled. You have struggled with whatever difficulty, and you have prevailed. And in that wrestling, he surrendered to the will of God, which is strictly and simply our challenge to forego the personal will and surrender into this higher consciousness over and over and over again. And every day that we do this, every moment, we have an opportunity for a miracle. Every moment, every hour, every week, we have an opportunity for what we call miracles, right? And in this opportunity, we ask, when Jesus comes in the New Testament and said to be a baby laid in swaddling clothes, why did he not choose to come into a wealthy life? Well, the story that Reverend Ellis Washington was telling that I like so much was, imagine that you are a parent, a brother, sister, older, and you have a toddler in the playpen. Well, in this story, the mother has had trouble with the toddler all day long. Disobedient, not following directions, saying no, 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 no to everything, not going along with anything. Out here in the, when she's got freedom, when the little girl's got freedom, the little toddler has freedom. So finally, by the end of the day, she puts her in the playpen and says, you stay there till you, you know, adjust your attitude, right? You stay there, you can't come out. She's in the playpen, she's not happy about being confined. And when dad comes home, she goes, what, eyes light up? Save me, right? Get me out of here. Mother says, no way. Don't you take her out of there. She's done this, she's done that, she's been uncooperative. You know, she stays there. Let her learn her lesson. Father is just befuddled, because there she stands. Dada, Dada. What shall he do? He climbs into the playpen with her. He doesn't take her out. He does not defy what the mother says, but he climbs in there with her. Why does Jesus come into the situation and circumstance that he comes into, where there's no room at the inn for him, where he is not allowed to be born in more comfortable circumstance, where he, in his life journey, despite and possibly because of the miracles and the following, is persecuted and crucified? Why, as the Son of God, does he come as the Word made flesh to do this? Number one, to be with the least of us. For inclusion, he climbs into the playpen with humanity. A few of us who have been disobedient and in error and not surrendering to that higher conscience, we're learning our lessons, we're on this journey. And as you know, Jacob and his 12 sons, I mean, well, the favorite was who? Joseph. And they tried to get rid of him. So Jacob, who becomes Israel, is attempting to live into these 12 powers, with these 12 sons, by the way. But only until we get into the New Testament with Jesus and the 12 apostles are we working the same thing again at a higher level, at a higher standard. Because when Jesus was born, the three kings came to see him, the three wise men. Why did they bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Gold, the higher standard. Gold, the possession of kings on earth. And this is to be a king on earth, Jesus, Yeshua ben Joseph. What do they bring? They bring frankincense, the power and the presence of spirit. Myrrh, what do they bring? Myrrh was used for embalming. It represents what? The physical body and the mortality. So you put these three gifts together, and what do we have? We have the enduring power and presence of spirit beyond the physical body that brings the human standard up to the gold standard so that we can dig deep within our soul and have these lessons and this infiltration of the full God consciousness, spirit, soul, body. So that when we lay down this mortal coil, we still have this power of spirit and life eternal. And that's what this God consciousness is about. So when he climbs into the playpen with humanity, he says, I am in the world, but I am not what? Of it. So the second reason for him to come into the life and live the life that he lived was to be a model for what it means to be a human being. I've spoken about in Yoruba, the word for chosen is the same word for human. Sometimes we say human, say, well, I'm only human, using it as an expression of limitation. Not using it the way it's intended. To be a human being is to have this divine and natural consciousness unified with the God consciousness. To have that movement and that union between the spiritual and material, not to be governed by the material, but to bring the kingdom of heaven and the consciousness of God fully to earth. Jesus said, and you will do these things and greater things. It's time for the epiphany about these things and greater things, the power of miracles to work through us.
Amen.
To have the epiphany about who I am, why I am here, why I am with you people. Because the notion is that he did not bring me this far just to leave me. Whatever it is that you're wrestling with, if it's a so-called disease, if it's a relationship, if it's financial, if it's educational, if it's familial, if it's the children, it's not me, but it's those other folks who don't pay attention. You know? I have the truth, I have the revelation, but it's these other people who don't know who they are, and I just, you know, I have so much trouble with them. So you think it's them, but we have to climb down into the playpen in order to have that inclusiveness, in order to be and model what we say and have studied in what we say, think we know, to walk that walk. And third, the reason to have the life that he had was to teach us how to be the overcomer of obstacles and limitations. Yeah. One who can overcome. And when I say one, I'm still talking about all of us, collectively. Fourth, you know what an adept is? One who is a master of something, an adept, expert, skilled at. Jesus was clearly an avatar, so he was an adept. But a fourth reason to live this life, if you think about it, in the old times, adepts were also alchemists, transmuting what? Lead into gold. To take that which might be toxic, to take that which might be weak and crumbly, to take that which might be in darkness where one cannot see its way and take it into what is brilliant, eternal, worth lots more and a higher standard, something which opens doors. So when we say the gold standard, we're talking about something that is strong. So to be one who can transmute these situations. So we are now looking at the opportunity to understand metaphysically what does it mean to be saved by the blood. What does that mean? I always wondered about that because I used to say, I'm a resurrection Christian, I'm not a crucifixion Christian. Of course, one has to do with the other, so I was trying to go in the other door. Let me go over here. I'm not going to go there. But to be saved by the blood is also about the transmutation of lead into gold. What are you transmuting? What do you need to transmute in your life today? What relationship, what way of speaking, what way of being, what way of looking at things needs to shift from lead into gold? Because in this communion Sunday, where we have the opportunity to drink the grape juice or the wine representing the blood, and to eat the bread or the body, is only saying, I take you fully into me. I accept and embrace you fully in this consciousness. And I am glad you got into the playpen. And once we do this, I'll just sing the bridge of this song because we don't have time for me to do, I have two songs.
You take your time.
A choir. I have a choir. Let's see if I can. Do you know the song Can't Give Up Now? Okay. By Mary Mary. All right, that's what we're going to play. That and Andre Crouch's To God Be the Glory. So I like the part where I get to skip the ad. Now, let's hope this works. If it doesn't work, I'll just be singing the bridge. It's plugged in. The speakers, they said they plugged them in.
You gotta turn them up.
Oh, how about that? Turn them up.
There will be mountains that I will have to climb, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. But
victory or defeat is up to me.
If I didn't try, I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy.
I don't believe he brought me this far
to lead me.
Thank you.
Bitcoin and blockchain technologies and found a way to invest very wisely into it, and right now I'm making over $5,000.
I'm just cracking up while I'm skipping. And when you know, when you take on a name, when Jacob took on the name, accepted the name Israel that God gave him, and he referred to him as that, then you are agreeing to live into that name and step into that name. You're agreeing to, this is a covenant. And the Israel name was not just about who you are as a person, but about the covenant with God. And so on this first Sunday, where we're agreeing to have our epiphany, we ask ourselves, what is my covenant with God? That's why people talk about, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? Personal relationship meaning that in your dream, in your meditation, in your focus, in your silence, that you connect with Jesus, with Buddha, with Lakshmi. I don't know which tradition everyone is handling. You have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. You know, you mentioned the blood.
Yes.
And
you have a question?
I have something about that I would just like to ask you about. What I feel that spirit has told me is that that spirit or that blood symbolizes the spirit or the life force.
Yes.
That is all of us. That's who we are.
So that's not a question. You're telling me what Spirit told you. So that was your epiphany.
Question too. I mean,
what's your question?
Well, the question is, do you feel that that's a valid understanding of the blood? It's a spiritual essence that is.
Yeah, blood is the life force. It is. You know, that's what it in many languages. That's what it's. It connects to the real. But and in that context, what I said was. I mean, it's the same thing. I said that this is the blood. It is a transmutation. I'll go further with it so that you're clear. It is a transmutation of the lead into the gold. Yes, we all have blood. That's part of what connects us, no matter that it's different types, okay? Part of what makes us flesh. But it's also, spiritually speaking, it is that connection between the spiritual and the material. So when we talk about saved us with the blood, we all have the blood. But this blood was, I'm shedding my blood to help you see who you are and make the transmutation from limitation into eternal life. And I am showing up 3 days after the resurrection so that you can see me in the physical. And know that this spiritual power and essence goes beyond the body.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And when this happens, when you have your miracle, when you have your epiphany, when you do these things that are beyond the extraordinary, beyond the ordinary, they become extraordinary. And it is observable not just by you but by others. And you can testify to this. It's important that to God be the glory. Because we are contenders for God. And in being a contender for God, that's emptying out, taking that presence, and being to, I don't have time to do the whole song. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His hands He has made me. With His blood He has saved me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. For the things He has done. I modified that a bit for us. And so it is. Have your epiphany today and be all of who you are, which is a part of humanity being all of who they are. And so it is. Thank you.
Aren't you glad we let her talk? All right, thank you so much. Ooh, what a great way to start the new year.
Do we have a meditation?
She said no.
Meditation?
Okay.
Sure. Here we go. Please put your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes. With your in-breath, expand the Christ consciousness. With your out breath, let go of anything that doesn't align with that. For these first 7 breaths, inhale deeply, partially open your mouth, exhale. Uncross your legs, open your palms, inhale. Second. Exhale. Releasing. Inhale, third breath. Deeper and deeper. Exhale. Fourth breath. Exhale. Fifth breath. Exhale. Sixth breath. Exhale. Seventh breath. Exhale. And I embrace the Christ consciousness and the powers of the 12 apostles. I open the doors of my mind, my heart, my soul, my spirit, to know more fully who I am, how I serve God today and tomorrow. My part in humanity, raising its consciousness, reaching full human potential. I accept God's mind, and help and presence within me to transmute any and all situations. That bring me fully in unity with myself, with God, and community. Inhale, big one. Exhale. I am one with the Christ consciousness. Out loud. And so it is. Ashe, amen, hallelujah.
Icing on the cake. Yeah. All right, it's time for our offering. There are two containers. Silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Next Sunday, you get to decide where those outreach monies go. Let's say our offering prayer together. It's located inside your program. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen.
Amen.
Let's do our prayer protection. It's on the back of your program or up on the wall here.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
form a circle for our peace sign. And join us downstairs for some good munchies. Thank you everybody that made this a fantastic way to start the new year. And if you didn't get your Christmas present pen from Unity, let me know. We all work here.
Thank you.